from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, limits, a few baseball topics. But first, I did promise that Jason Lockenfora Russell Wilson clip. This was from about a week ago or so. Lockenfora on the Tony Kornheiser podcast. Let's hear what he had to say.
Russell Wilson, I think, is done, and he knows he's done. And I don't see the upside there. I don't see – he doesn't add anything to your run game anymore. And the pass game looks like a guy who's really sort of conditioned, and maybe content is too strong of a word, but he just is a check down – he's a check down maven now. Like
the last part, we'll see. The first part is ridiculous. He's done, and he knows he's done. We could argue about whether the stats lied a little bit last year in Denver. I actually think Russell Wilson was pretty good, but you don't get 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions or 20-1 in the red zone by like accident if you stink. I wanted to see him the other day, and even last week, I just wanted to see Russell Wilson on the field to make sure that weird little injury he has wasn't lingering. He can still, I think, play. He certainly thinks he can still play. Russell Wilson's done, and he knows it. What a statement, Bob.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all, and I think that's a clickbait kind of thing. So we play comments like that on shows like this. I do agree, though, the check down is a problem, and sometimes it becomes the number one choice in situations that get a little tenuous, you know, when you're...
Well, wait, if Jason Lockenfora believes that, then why shouldn't we play it?
I'm just saying, he could believe it. He's wrong. I think that's an extreme. Why would you say that? If he thinks he's done, he's coming off 26-8. He's here. The Steelers have put him in a position where he's going to be their starter. Why would he think he's done? I don't get that vibe at all.
Me neither.
I have no idea why he said it.
Me neither. But I think the point there is that he's not the only one who, A, doesn't think Russell Wilson can play anymore, and B,
that's different than what he said, isn't it? He said he thinks he's done. Like, Russell Wilson actually thinks he's done?
Right.
I think he's wrong.
But to get a view of what national people are saying, a lot of people, A, don't think he's very good anymore, and B, think that he's a fraud. Do you have any other clips out there?
I have a longer Jason Lockenfora clip. I also have one on Dan Orlovsky and Adam Schefter. Dan Orlovsky is under this belief that this was truly a quarterback competition
but
from the start.
He backed off from that today.
And this is what he had to say.
I would have started Justin Fields, but this was never a quarterback competition. We were bamboozled a little bit. And I have endless amounts of respect for Mike Tomlin. There's no way that this is a quarterback competition. Russell missed practice and only played in essentially one game. Greeny, I remember when both of the moves were made, being on the show, and we said, if this was really going to be an open quarterback competition, I expected Justin Fields to win that. This was never a quarterback competition. Russell played in preseason week 2. He threw the ball twice against the Steelers. Now, Justin Fields has had the ups and downs, the waves and whatnot. I thought he threw the ball really well versus the Detroit Lions. Everyone was going to say he took 2 more sacks, and neither of them were on him. And so I understand the premise of, like, they're banking on the hopeful, more consistency from Russell Wilson, but this was never a quarterback competition. If it was, Russell would have played much more in preseason week 3 this past weekend. I would have started Justin Fields, and I would have tried to minimize the riding of the wave. That's not the case in Pittsburgh.
You think you're not riding a wave with Justin Fields? What? What is he talking about, Bob?
And he used the word bamboozled, which is a wrong word Nobody. Who was bamboozled?
He makes Justin Fields sound like the model of consistency, play to play and week to week. Is he kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, he's falling in love with this athletic ability too. And listen, everyone likes that aspect of his game, but that's not what has gotten him into trouble. What's gotten him into trouble is panic in the pocket and delivering bad throws into situations that result in turnovers. And so, to me, that's, if you're going to give up on a guy, that's the reason. He rushed for 2,200 yards in his time in Chicago. That's great, but most of it is the result of not trusting his own ability in the pocket, I thought that's one of the things I need to see more of. We saw it in the one throw over the middle last week, which was great. Need to see more of that. That's all.
He's making it sound like, you know, if it were a competition, Justin Fields did enough to win it. I categorically disagree with that.
Me too.
And don't forget Russell Wilson last year. After they started 1-3, beat Cleveland, Minnesota, at Buffalo, Kansas City, and Green Bay. That's five pretty good wins in a row,
right?
And he played well in every single one of those games. So I think he can still be consistent. Then he comes out and he throws three touchdowns with no picks, and they beat the Bears. And then they have that horrendous game against, I'm going in reverse order here. They beat the Chargers, and then he eventually got benched after the New England game, in which he went 25 of 37 for two touchdowns and no picks and 103 rating. So obviously they had an agenda to try to get a look at Stidham, or so they said. And of course, Stidham's not even starting this year. They went out and drafted a guy. They wanted him out in Denver.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And he played well anyway.
He did.
I'm curious to see where this goes.
I did, you know, at the end of this, when this story is written, either Sean Payton's going to be looked at as somebody who really understands quarterbacks and can sense when someone has lost it, or he will be looked at as the coach who can't figure things out. You know, and if this backfires in Denver and their quarterback play stinks and he got rid of Russell Wilson, who comes in and does well,
yeah,
how will people view him?
Man, I can't wait for A, the Arthur Smith Bowl, and B, the Sean Payton, Russell Wilson Bowl. That's going to be a great game with a lot of interest. All right, Bob. Couple of Pirates issues. Very quick thoughts. 10 seconds or less here. Hank Davis coming back. Joey Bart on the injured list.
Hank Davis should play every day, get a lot of at-bats. I want to see it. They have a month to figure this out with him heading into an offseason, and then you could determine what you need to do in that offseason. Joey Bart, feel bad for. I think he's going to be your starting catcher next year, which makes you wonder, if that bat comes to life for Davis, where will he be?
Man, I think Davis should be a first baseman if they can make him into one. I'm not saying now's the time. It might be detrimental to throw him in at first base right now, but certainly he should get some work there, you know, before games and things like that, and that should be your offseason program, because I think it should be Bart and Rodriguez as your catchers. All right. Andrew McCutchen had a pretty good year, having a pretty good year, but having trouble finishing his year again, Bob. There's DH candidates on this roster in O'Neill Cruz and Henry Davis. I've gone back and forth on this a lot. Should McCutchen be brought back for his age 38 season?
Well, I mean, there's multiple parts of this story. One of them is the PR. And if he wants to continue, will they be the team that says, no, you can't? I mean, you have to make business decisions. I think there are younger bats that need to be given an opportunity to be a DH. Sure, he could be on the team, but he can't play anywhere, so that means he has to be your DH. That limits what you can do with some of the other guys.
And he's having trouble finishing seasons. I mean, yeah. I mean it's just, I think it might be time. I think it might be time. Plus, you go out on a high note.
Yeah.
He's having a pretty good year. I mean, his OPS is down 30 points from last year, as is his average. But his numbers overall are actually pretty good. Pretty good. And on this team, of course, he looks like, you know, Bill Madlock or something on this team.
But you might be able to go out and get a DH at a high price. I mean, they've got to bring in bats this offseason.
Well, the problem is they have young players who can't play positions. O'Neill Cruz is one. Henry Davis is another. One of them or both have to DH, I think. O'Neill Cruz might be best suited. Bob, there's six teams between the Pirates and a playoff spot and eight games. If I had to pick the number one reason why the Pirates are not in playoff position, you know what? It's not their offense. It's their bullpen. It's David Bednar, I hate to say it, and Colin Holderman. Two guys with pedigree that you can't blame Ben Cherington for. You can't blame Derek Shelton for. Yeah, he put Holderman in a bad situation once or twice. But these are two guys with all-star pedigree, and it's on them. And I think if they could have just gone even 3-7 instead of losing 10 in a row, they would still be in it. But where it falls is the back end of the bullpen, and that begins with Bednar.
And you would be correct, but I'm not going to just let the offense slide by without any accountability.
Because me neither.
In
one-run
games, and they have so many of them, a key hit here or there, less strikeouts, putting the ball in play, do things to move runners, create, manufacture. They've done none of that.
No, of course I'm not letting the offense off the hook. I'm saying, in my opinion, the number one reason is those guys. It is. It's the back end of the bullpen. Because no matter how you get there, when you're on the mound with a lead, it's your job to protect it. That's A. B, those guys, Bednar, they have pedigree and expectations. Mm-hmm. I know most of their offense stinks, so I didn't expect much from the offense. Michael A. Taylor's a guy they just put on waivers. What'd you think of that?
I wouldn't have signed him in the first place. He's a good defensive player, there's no doubt. But there have been ups and downs with his bat. At the price they got him for, nobody got him. If you remember, that was a late signing. Nobody wanted him. All due respect to his career, what he's been able to do. They have too many of those kind of players. I want to see legitimate, younger players who have a lot of resume already and who command $20 million a year roster.
Okay.
Or I want to see
I'd even go for one who doesn't have a resume in Nick York, as he's been working
I'm not talking about
field.
In the organization. I'm talking about free agents to be. People are going to be out there. They need hitting.
Don't waste all this pitching
with no hitting.
I like this move. Maybe it gives him a chance to go play for a contender. More importantly, in fact, way more importantly, it allows the Pirates to look at somebody else other than him now that they're out of it. I mean, come on. What are you doing? How about the Barry Bonds reaction and everything Barry Bonds from the other day, Bob?
He still has that ability to look down at you if you ask a question he doesn't like, which I don't like. I mean, he's 60 years old. Do you think that would have passed him by and he would have just been more mellow?
Who'd he do that to?
I think there were questions about whether or not he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He didn't like the line of questioning. I mean, the Cooperstown Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. To me, he should be in the Hall of Fame, period. And I don't, as much as I may dislike him as a person, I respect him too much as a player. And all you should bet, if you're going to analyze who's in or not in, it's about performance only. None of this other stuff matters to me when you're trying to figure out a Hall of Fame.
Call now to win two tickets to the Pirates game on September 14th at 1:05 p.m. 412-928-9370. Caller number 3 to our dear friend City Limits. That's 928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bob Pompiani with a showdown next. Me against City Limits. Limits against me. Me against Bob. Limits against Bob. Nobody against Paul.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.